This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budgets 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha today. After presentation of the budget in the lower house, the copy of the budget will be tabled in the Rajya Sabha. It will be the third budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. Before the budget preparation, the Finance Minister held pre-budget consultation meetings with several stakeholders, including experts and representatives from economists, trade unions, education and health sector, MSME, trade and services industry, financial sector and capital markets. In a break from the usual weekend routine, the Bombay Stock Exchange and National Stock Exchange will hold a live trading session today, despite it being a Sunday. Earlier this month, exchanges informed investors that trading will proceed during regular hours from 9:15 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. IST, while the commodity market will extend its trading until 5 p.m. IST. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Punjab today on the occasion of the 649th birth anniversary of Sant Guru Ravidas. Mr. Modi will visit Adampur Airport, where he will unveil the new name of the airport as Sri Guru Ravidas Ji Airport. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the terminal building at Halwara Airport in Ludhiana. The terminal building will establish a new gateway for the state, catering to Ludhiana and its surrounding industrial and agricultural hinterland. Mr. Modi will also visit Dera Sachkhand Balan in Jalandhar district to pay obeisance and participate in a public program in the honour of Sant Guru Ravidas Ji. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted people on the occasion of the birth anniversary of Guru Ravidas. In a message, the president said that Guru Ravidas was a revered saint and social reformer. She said that he conveyed the message of equality, social justice and love through his teachings. The president said that the thoughts of Guru Ravidas will always remain relevant and will continue to guide towards embracing human values. India and Arab states have reaffirmed their commitment to achieving a just, comprehensive and lasting peace in West Asia according to international law, relevant UN resolutions and the Arab Peace Initiative. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar participated in the second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting in New Delhi yesterday, along with foreign ministers of Arab states and the Secretary General of the League of Arab States. They called for a sovereign, independent and viable state of Palestine based on 1967 borders, living side by side in peace with Israel. Both parties supported the practice of inalienable rights of the Palestinian people. The Delhi Declaration of the India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting stated that the two sides welcomed the outcomes of the 2025 Sharm el-Sheikh Peace Summit, which culminated in the conclusion of a ceasefire agreement in Gaza. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has cautioned Bangladesh against providing unsecured liquidity to weak banks, warning that such measures could undermine financial stability without credible reforms. According to a statement, the IMF said, Bangladesh's economy has slowed while inflation remains elevated, highlighting growing macroeconomic and financial risks. Bangladesh's GDP growth fell to 3.7% in financial year 25 from 4.2% in financial year 24, reflecting disruptions from the 2024 uprising, tighter policies and weak investment. In a massive show of strength at the Talegaon Community Hall, BJP National President Nitin Naveen sounded the poll bugle for the 2027 assembly elections. Addressing a Kartavya Karta Sammelan, he urged party workers to move with a clear objective to secure at least 50% of the vote share at every single booth across the state. In Baltic nation Latvia, the Latvian Environment, Geology and Meteorology Centre has reported that the country recorded a temperature of minus 32 degrees Celsius yesterday. The northern European country has been hit with the severest cold spell in 12 years this weekend. In most parts of Latvia, temperatures ranged between minus 16 and minus 26 degrees, with the warmest weather minus 7 degrees reported in Kolka, which is located in northwestern Latvia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.